Now, on your county, we're looking back at 70 years of the NHS and the impact that has had, not just on healthcare, but social care as well. And with me in the studio is Richard Webb from North Yorkshire County Council, Corporate Director for Health and Adult Services. Richard, welcome.
Pleased to be here.
Now, 70 years, much has changed in that time. It's healthcare remains a huge part of the North Yorkshire County Council budget, and it's an interesting period in time to almost look back and take stock of how far we've come.
Yeah, well, it's a really important milestone, and I think too often we don't celebrate in this country the things we've really achieved, but I think we can be really proud of the NHS and actually of social care. For all the criticism, for all the brickbats that are sometimes thrown at our health and social care system, most of the evidence points out that they're the best in the world, and we really need to celebrate that. So it's a really good moment to do that.
Ageing populations, of course, add to the pressures on budgets, and it seems sometimes that there's more that councils are expected to do all the time. So those challenges are very much part of your role, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually celebrating a double birthday here. It's the 70th birthday of the NHS, but on the same day, something called the National Assistance Act came into place, which sounds far less glamorous, but that was really the foundation of modern social care. So the two go very much hand in hand. I think it's interesting you talk about an ageing society. So actually, in many ways, and we see it here in Harrogate and Craven, ageing is a really positive thing. So people are living much longer. They're living healthier lives for much longer. They've got more income to spend, which is great, much better than previous generations. And actually, it's only in the last year or two of life that actually people become regular users of health and social care. So we have this image about a frail ageing society, but actually, older people are often the glue of our communities.
Give us a sense then of the proportion of the big pot of funding that is available in North Yorkshire. How much of that goes towards adult social care?
So in terms of the county as a whole, it's £155 million net budget. About a quarter of that is spent in the Harrogate and Craven areas. So it's like, you know, our single biggest area. And the vast majority of that is supporting older people, but actually also younger people with physical and learning disabilities, people with mental health issues. We're also responsible for public health. So a lot of issues about tackling obesity, stopping smoking, drug misuse, sexual health, trying to tackle loneliness and isolation. So it really cuts across the whole age group.
And this is something that will affect us all. Either we get older, we have family members who require this care. I guess there's a sense that being part of a great county like this and such a wonderful place to live requires that investment in our older years or adult services, and that can't be neglected. Would you say that reflects the view certainly at county council level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's always going to compete with other priorities, you know, the roads, schools, everything else that matters in terms of people's quality of life. But I think a hallmark of a decent society is how we care for people who need support. And, you know, our whole aim is to keep people independent and well. We don't want to suck them into the system. But at any time, any of us may need that kind of support. And it's important that we're there to help and provide that.
70 years, an overview. It's talked about a great achievement. The NHS is talked about sometimes as the envy of the world. But in terms of your area, maybe more towards social care, what sort of achievement has it been to create what we have today?
I mean, I think in many ways, what we achieve is the envy of the world, particularly in the NHS. I would like social care to be in the same place. We need to, you know, push off the shackles of the poor law, because actually that's what it was up until 70 years ago. I think our real achievements often are about prevention, about keeping people independent at home, keeping people connected to their communities. That's what we do. When we do it well, that's what we do best. I think there's huge potential for the future. I think digital will just blow our minds in how we can deliver service in the future. You know, when I'm 90, I want a driverless car to take me up to the moors. I want robotics to help me with my personal care. It's going to change completely.
What stands out for you over the prospects for the next 12 months?
Some really exciting stuff actually happening locally. So probably three main things I wanted to talk about. The first of all is about prevention, because social care really increasingly is about trying to keep people well and independent. And even if they're in very difficult times, you know, going through crisis, even towards the end of life, we try and keep people as well and independent as possible. And that might seem a strange thing to say, but that's part of what we do. We've got a service called Living Well, which is about prevention, trying to stop people having to go through the formal care system. And we've been running it for a couple of years, and we've now just rolled that out to GP practices. So you can go and see your local GP, as I did the other day. I live in Harrogate, and I went to Mowbray Square. And we've got people who will work with people really to restore their confidence, get them fit and well again, connect them to their local community. And I had a real, you know, privilege to talk to a guy called Reg, who lives in one of the villages locally, who told me his story about how actually we'd really helped turn his life around. So that's the first kind of major thing that we're looking to do. The other things we're going to see more of in this area are development of what's called extra care housing. So we've got a scheme called The Cuttings, which we're working with Harrogate Neighbours on. That'll open in Starbeck later this year. And I think the third thing that's really important is closer working with the NHS. And we're looking to develop a joint model of health and social care across Harrogate Trust, the County Council, the Borough Council, the Mental Health Trust and the voluntary sector.
Is there an overriding kind of target for all this? Is there somewhere you want the county to be in the future in terms of health and well-being and happiness? Do you have an overriding strategy behind all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, actually, health and well-being and happiness is a big goal there, but I think it's really important.
It's how you define that,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you think about the American Constitution, it was life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That's probably a good one to have. So absolutely, my starting point is what would I want for myself and my family and my friends, and that is about keeping well, keeping involved, enjoying life. That can be difficult for some people. You know, if people are going through crisis or really difficult things in their lives, that can be pretty tough. But we will try our best to do that. I think some of the challenges we face are particularly supporting the care market. That faces some real challenge in terms of recruiting and retaining people. We'd love to hear from people who actually don't know much about social care but actually fancy doing something different that kind of makes a real difference to people's lives. So, you know, please come and talk to us about that. We've got a website called Make Care Matter, which sets out some really interesting opportunities there. I think there's huge potential around digital. You know, I think we're already starting to use Alexa technology to connect people and support people. I think there's a lot more we could do with what exists already. I keep saying to colleagues that I want robots. Well, you know, that might be a scary thing, but actually I don't think it's far off.
That's pretty exciting stuff. Talk to me about the relationship between different providers. Yourselves as the county council, you work with the private sector, there's the voluntary sector as well. All these areas, I assume, have a role to play. Do you see that changing in any way over the next year or so?
Yeah, I think it will develop. I mean, we work with some really good providers of home care, residential nursing care in Harrogate and Craven. Also with the voluntary sector, really important. Some great stuff being done in the voluntary sector. I think you've featured some of that before. Organisations such as Dementia Forward, Making Space, Community First Yorkshire, the CVS. I could go on, the list continues, I'll miss someone out. I think also a crucial relationship, which I haven't mentioned already, is primary care. So we think the cornerstone of social care in the future is working really closely with GPs. And the work I've talked about on community services, we're doing hand in glove with our GP colleagues. I think GP, you know, there are high levels of satisfaction with primary care services. That's where people go when they need support. Very locally rooted. I think there's a lot we can do there.
Well, all the best for the next 12 months, Richard, for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.